Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to my friends out there. It is Wednesday. I believe today is what? Crazy. I'm going to double check the time here. It's 2:48 a.m. and it's November the 27th, the day before Thanksgiving. Can you believe it? So crazy. So crazy. Time is flying when you're having fun. Wasn't this a great election year and the good guys won, right? It's been a strange month, and if you think it's because Trump won, that's not the reason why it's been strange. It's been strange for other reasons. Strange for me personally, let's say that. Like, I really don't give a fuck about Trump. I know two things about Trump. Number one, he's not going to help you. Number two, he's no more dangerous than any other fool that was going to occupy that seat. Whatever fool was going to occupy that seat is going to do the things that will be done, whatever they are. I don't believe your vote counts for shit. I don't think they tally crap. If you fucking cared, you would give up on anonymous voting. You really would. Your vote's not anonymous. When you send me an email, an angry email, shithead, you pretty much told me who the fuck you voted for, right? But the thing about anonymous voting is it makes undermining your democracy really fucking easy. And it's probably been easy since the beginning. So yeah, I don't know what to tell you people out there. Trump is not going to help you. Trump is also no more likely to round you up than Obama or Biden or Bush put you in a FEMA camp. Who the fuck knows? Things have been weird. Things have been weird since I nuked my Zero Hedge and Twitter accounts, and they've gotten weirder. There were some threats made against me about 8 years ago by a person I've been talking about in the last week, and I really don't want to waste any time or energy on that person. A lot of shit got stirred up about a week ago because Anna Merlan, really not quite a week ago, reached out to me from Mother Jones because she's an investigator into disinformation. I don't know what to tell you, Anna. It all looks like disinformation to me at this point, but you tell me, okay? The thing I know about the fella from 8 years ago, is he's a con artist. He's a grifter. He made threats, and I now have really good evidence that he followed through with one or two of them. And that doesn't make him magical. That just means he has resources. I don't give a fuck. If you think I care, I don't. There are a lot of things that I care about. And there are a lot of things that touch me. I'm not a nihilist. But meeting random grifters at this point is just more scar tissue. I haven't completely closed my heart or closed the door. If the purpose of meeting some of these people was to slam a door in my face so that I would never try to open it again. Well, that didn't happen, did it, fucktard? Didn't happen, though. And this is kind of a laundry list, so you know. I don't know where I'm going with this podcast today. This isn't the first time. Back in 2021, when GoDaddy... when GoDaddy ripped off my website after months of insults and bullshit, I thought that was related to something else. I'm now thinking it's related to the same fucking shitty grifter from Ireland, the fucking Goat King. I looked at one of my old domains, one of the domains that GoDaddy ripped off, and I could see it pointing to some type of country music bullshit. And I came to the simple understanding that the type of censorship that we operate under is impersonal. It doesn't really give a fuck about vendettas. So there is suppression, there is censorship, but it doesn't really have to do with you personally or with me personally. It's just a general insult against the whole society. And it's a lot of bullshit, but there ain't nothing I or you can do about it. The thing that happened with GoDaddy, it felt personal. And now that I've seen what I've seen and the kind of shit that Anna Merlan has stirred up, I can tell that, yeah, there's a fair likelihood that that random ass bullshit of GoDaddy was part of it. And that just means it could be worse. There's at least one person, I'm nearly certain, that I've run into in the last, let's say, 8 years that is a fake person, which is to say that I don't really know who this person is. And I've met this person like in real life. There's at least one person that I am nearly 100% sure is fake. There's at least a couple others and I'm like 75% sure. And then there's a whole bunch of people I'm just 50-50 on. And that's the truth. And if that makes me super uber paranoid, that's fine. But I still haven't closed the doors. Here's another little item that I brought up, but I'm going to bring up again. Epstein being alive, or Epstein being dead, Epstein being murdered or suicide or whatever. These are not the only options. I'm kind of surprised and not surprised. It's kind of like the assassination attempt in July. We were given the option, either random McPoyle or George Soros plot or CIA or all of the above, but there was no other option. And immediately on Twitter, I was told, shut up, Dan. We need to melt down the girders. We need to melt down the girders to honor the firefighter heroes. Why do we need an investigation, Dan? Osama just attacked us. Same shit like 9/11, to be honest with you. Same stupid shit on, you know, social media didn't exist back then. But every voice that could be heard said the same thing. We don't have time to stop. We don't have time to ask questions. We just got to go ahead and blow somebody the fuck up. You know? There are other options, is all I'm saying. And do your own thinking on this, you know? I told a friend of mine, and he is a friend, and if you're listening, I hope you are. If you're listening, I hope you're enjoying yourself. If you're angry with me, send an email or call, but you know, don't let it build up inside, because I think you are a friend. But I told a friend about a year ago that there were reasons why I had a hard time trusting new people, and he didn't quite understand. I told a different person very shortly after I met the Goat King the same thing. And that person used it to gaslight me, you know? So I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Some of the people you meet these days are legit, and some of them are complete fakes, and some of them are something in between. And you got to be fucking careful, buddy. Rip the Band-Aid off. You might as well assume every podcast you listen to is fiction. Just rip off that Band-Aid. Every single podcast you hear is some type of bullshit. And I know that, well, Dan, you're just, no, you have no way of knowing. You have no way of knowing my agenda. You have no way of knowing if I'm real. If you've never met me, you have no way of knowing. And even if you have met me, you still have no way of knowing. And I'm sorry that we live in that world right now, but that's where we live. So you might as well assume every freaking podcast that you listen to is bullshit. And that doesn't mean you don't have to listen to them or you shouldn't. Just be aware that the person on the other side of that speaker, the person on the other side of those ear pods, could be trying to manipulate you. So just be careful. If they want to sell you a Bible that's named after them, I don't care if it's the Joe Biden Bible, or the Donald Trump Bible, or the Tulsi Gabbard Bible. If they name a Bible after themselves, just buy a regular Bible. You don't need to have the one named after Trump. If I'm still blogging and podcasting in May of 2025, if I'm still alive, I'm going to do a mea culpa. I'm going to let you guys know that I was wrong about the 5-year window. I've held on to this until the end of the 5 years because I still don't think I'm going to be wrong. You know, it's really kind of a fuzzy window. If somehow in July, a couple months after the mea culpa, everything goes freaking sideways in the way I expect it to with Grinkin' time, Yeah. But you know what? I don't think any of us need extra fear. And so, you know, it might as well just be better to just think in terms of, yeah, it's all bullshit. And there is no way of knowing for sure. And I still stick with my advice at the end of every podcast. This is the thing. You know, there's a person who's been in my life the last couple days who claims to two things. One, that they don't listen to my podcast. And two, that they listen enough to know everything about it, which means that they've been keeping track. But how the fuck do you keep track if you don't listen? You know, that's weird, right? And I've been asking the person questions because a great way to deal with fakers is to understand that sometimes they pass the baton. Sometimes the faker, sometimes the weirdo, sometimes the freak that you meet in real life is not the same person you interact with via email or Twitter or text messages. Sometimes they're different people. And that's part of, you know, how the world works now. Yeah, this person who's been in my life the last couple days claims to not listen and yet consistently, like every few minutes the last couple days has been sending me emails about my podcast. So, I don't know. If you don't like my podcast, you shouldn't listen to it. All podcasts could be fiction. Grow up, you know? That's all I can tell you. I can't tell you anything else. You want to know the truth? The truth is, I try to be honest with people, but to the point that it might be cringy, and also, how the fuck would you know? Trump is designed to fail. The earlier you figure that shit out, the better. From a symbolic perspective, Trump is designed to fail. He is literally the physical manifestation, in a way. I won't say literally. He is the figurative manifestation of the bouncy castle. Trump is designed to fail. The sooner you understand that, the better for you, your family, and the people you fucking care about. Because even if Bo Blimp Doc doesn't end, and even if Grinkin' Time doesn't start this coming spring, that doesn't mean you should stay in a fucking city at this point. I would get the fuck out of every fucking city. There isn't one city at this point that's really going to do well with the times ahead. And that's not your fault. You didn't do anything wrong. But you happen to be born at a certain point. It's kind of like that old saying from the Middle East. My grandfather rode a camel. I drive a Mercedes-Benz. My grandson will ride a camel. Trump is designed to fail. I don't care if you listen to my podcast. I've said that a couple times in this podcast so far. I don't care. I do and I don't. I don't claim to know everything. If you ever think I claim that, you're very confused. I ask that people do their own thinking. And you know, we can all be wrong. And I'll just tell you how I feel, honestly. Since 2019... I give myself a fucking B. Maybe not a B+, but definitely not a C. And so when it comes to making outrageous predictions, I've made a few that have been way out there, but I think I've also made a few that have been pretty consistent and accurate. So that being said, you know, I'm okay with where I'm at since 2019. I don't give a fuck. In fact, let me be more accurate. If I go back to my essay, The Odds of Survival, and the estimates of a 5 to 10 year window until the thing happens, and given that I published that, I don't know, about 9 years ago, and given that shit started happening about 4 or 5 years after I wrote it, I think I have been pretty fucking consistent, asshole. And I know you're listening because that's what you're getting paid to do. I now know who you are. And it doesn't matter if you're real at this point. Because you've revealed yourself to be some type of fucking freak. So whether you're a paid freak, paid by Jared Fitton, the goat king, the con artist, the grifter, or whether you're some random freak is not my fucking problem. If you are lucky enough to have a family, go with it. If you're lucky enough to have a wife that loves you, you should go with it. If you have a great career as a police officer, kicking ass, you should fucking go with that. I don't give a fuck, freak. I don't know why a cop would ever listen to my fucking podcast. It seemed weird at the time. When I met you in person, you looked like a fucking military dude. You didn't look like a cop. In fact, a lot about you didn't add up. So that's what I'm saying to you, freak. I'm not going to call you out because I don't know who you are. That's the thing. Jared Fitton, you know, he has a name. He impacted the world with his 600,000 Twitter followers enough that he tickled some fancy of some fucking journalist. But whoever the fuck you are, you might as well be a spook. And I don't use that term of art in the racist sense. I use it in the, you know, clandestine sense. You might as well be a fucking spook. Do you hear me, buddy? And I don't care if you come up with a billion email addresses and keep sending nasty pictures to me. I don't care how much weirder you think it needs to be, buddy. You tell me you don't listen to my podcast. But boy, I seem to have impacted you. You know, time is money, shithead. I do try to respond to my listeners. I responded to the who knows who for a number of years. And frankly, I was being pulled along in some ways, and I can see it now. I should have seen it at the time, but you know, it's funny. I used to think when I first started accepting donations for my podcast that somehow paying the money was a token proof that the person exists, but it really isn't. I mean, if you're at a U.S. Air Force troll farm outside of Vegas, and you're some random airman running software that allows you to impersonate 10,000 fake people online, then it's just as likely you got the magic FedBuck credit card, and you can probably deposit 50 bucks once in a while. Oh, give the crazy dude in Little Saigon a couple bucks so he doesn't go too crazy. We don't want everything to fall apart yet. If you need somebody to be angry at, it's probably not me. I probably have zero power over your life. I cannot make you listen to my podcast. And I gotta tell you, the World Wide Web and reality does a good job of keeping it from you. So you don't have to listen. If you're angry at me, you're probably not angry at me, because if you're a real person and you're really angry at me, then you're angry at somebody else, buddy. You're angry at yourself. You're angry with your paradigm. You're angry because I'm telling you, you're going to be disappointed. Trump will disappoint you. 2025 is going to be fucking crazy. If you thought things were as crazy as they could be, I'm sorry. It's going to get crazier. I see no evidence that the entropy is dispersing. And if you say, well, Dan, the Bitcoin and Trump's going to be the king dollar, I know you want to believe this, Mega Man. I know. You want to believe Trump is here to save you, just like the weirdos on the left telling me Trump's going to round them up. Both statements are false, shithead. Both of them. And I've said this before, I'm going to say it again, because you know what? Clearly the shithead who doesn't listen, listens. yeah, whatever. Trump is probably the number one person you would pick to round up the guns. Not Biden. I don't know who or what that is if you believe that voting works. Not Kamala. Are you fucking kidding me? If you wanted to round up the guns, Trump is it. And let's even be more blunt. Trump will do the red flag laws. He will enforce a 100% marijuana check on every gun purchase. That means that you'll have to pee in the cup to buy a gun. By the way, the really hard drugs pretty much get out of your system in about 2 days, which means the piss test doesn't work. The piss test mostly works if you're doing drugs right now, or more likely, if you use marijuana. If you think that people who use weed don't have a right to defend themselves, that's your opinion. People who use weed will defend themselves. They will protect themselves. They're probably less likely to be a belligerent piece of shit, like some freaks I've gotten to know, but they will protect their own. I know this for a fact. Trump is the guy who would take your guns, but guys, I don't think there's enough juice. I don't think there's enough resources. I think the reason why the Israelis did the false flag a year ago is because somebody told them a little more than a year ago that it's over. That whatever's coming is so big that if you intend to consolidate, if you intend to pull things together, if you need to clean up all your messes, you better do it soon, son. And you could say, well, Trump is the guy who's going to come in and change the world, and that's why it's all happening. Maybe. I hope you're right. I mean, I really do. I love the dreams, the fantasies that people spin around this fucker. But he's going to disappoint you. I don't really care about the censorship at this point. I know that people with resources can target people. I've learned that in 8 years, that if you have enough money, you can hire private investigators, you can hire reputation firms, you can hire random shitheads, who knows, to play pretend and you know, visit some dude in Little Saigon, Seattle. You could do a lot of that if you have enough money. And so it doesn't have to be some grand fucking conspiracy. It can simply be the case of a fucking sociopath. And if the motherfucker told you to your face that he was a sociopath, then why not go with it, right? I mean, if we're going to follow Occam's razor, what is more likely? That the government that is currently in collapse has decided to focus personally on Dan? No, they're going to focus on everybody. It's going to be a wide net. And I'm not special. Do I get censored and suppressed? Yeah. My guess is, you know, millions of other people do too. Sorry. Wah, wah. And a lot of people don't know because they don't care. They don't go on the internet. They don't do social media. They don't have a blog. They never want to do a podcast. So it doesn't really fucking matter, really. They're 100% where they need to be. And that's okay. I don't give a fuck. But there's a big difference between the type of censorship that applies to everybody, and in that sense, none of us is special, versus the targeting that could very much be about one person. And that's personal. And that's more likely the result of some shithead than the government. And if you're telling, well, Dan, how could they do it? Oh my God. GoDaddy is a textbook example. Once they offshored all their tech support, how could they not? I mean, how could it not be the case that you couldn't bribe the right people and end up going into some data facility, some place, I don't care, the Philippines, could be Micronesia, could be fucking Korea, who the fuck cares? Thailand, right? It could be in Bangkok, who the fuck cares? It doesn't matter. The end result is the same. Somebody that had a blog in 2021 no longer has one. I had a theory about Bluehost. My Bluehost support started crapping out, and then I decided to play. That's the right word, and that's a Freudian slip. I decided to play Twitter again and to pay them to get the blue check mark to play that game. So I could actually post about Bluehost. And yeah, I was limited in my reach and I couldn't throw very far, but there were a lot of tricks and things I knew how to do with Twitter that they still hadn't ironed out in October, November of last year. So yeah, I guess you could say having the blue check helped a little. And if I'm right about that theory, yeah, I think that a grifter can bribe people. And if that person doesn't have any voice at all, they could be bribed right off the internet, in theory, mostly, gone. And I still don't fucking care. I don't care if that's true. I also don't care if it's false. Don't donate money. to random strangers. I have consistently said this before I ask you to donate. I've consistently said this in pretty much every fucking podcast, almost all of them, and certainly every one where I say, if you want to donate, but first listen to this. Don't donate money to random fucking shitheads on the internet. Don't donate money to some podcast because you think they're your lost brother or your lost sister or your lost wife. If you think they're going to fill some hole inside that, you know, some emptiness. Don't do that. Don't set yourself up for that. You know, and this is really fair advice. If I am somebody in your life that is operating in lieu of actually having a relationship with anyone, then I got to tell you, you need more. And at the very least, you need more variety, because I shouldn't be. There are lots of folks out there, lots of people, probably in your own community, that you can get to know and that they can be actual friends. And they won't be perfect. But guess what? Nobody's perfect. What you end up listening to from my podcast, maybe you have a vision of me that's absurd. It's why periodically I try to show how I look, where I live, so people can see the truth. Maybe some of you want me to do the wide angle shit, to go into somebody's nice house and who has a nice car and play pretend, look at my Ferrari, look at my big living room. I'm sorry, I'm not that person. Maybe some of you think I really do have a Ferrari and a big living room, and I would like to live in your head, buddy, because that would be way nicer than where I live right now. Don't donate to people on the internet, because they could be Hitler. I could be literally Hitler. Am I saying don't give me any money at all? It's November of 2024. And even though I can't prove this, I honestly believe that shit is going to fall apart very soon. I am surprised the wheels are still on the car. I am surprised that things still function. It is a lot like the idea that the last place to starve is Rome, and Rome is this whole country. And so, yeah, I'm kind of surprised things are still just sort of rolling along. It's kind of strange. If you want to donate money to my podcast, you can, but understand, you're not giving money to a lost brother or a lost sister. You're not giving money to some fucking charity case. If I'm begging for money from you, it's probably for shit I don't really need. And I'm honest about that too, motherfucker. Okay, I'm telling you very honestly at every podcast what I do with the money, food, water, shelter. And if there's anything left over, that's called fun. Between you and I and Jesus, I know exactly what I'm doing, buddy. And I'm not saying it's the lifestyle you want, but it's my life. But I'm not your dad. I'm not your wife. I'm not your brother. I'm not your sister. If I say the word brother or sister, I mean it like friend or pal. And depending upon how I say it, it could mean any number of fucking things. And if you're not wearing a fucking coffee filter on your face, you might see from my expression that when I'm saying buddy or pal, I'm really saying fuck you. I might be, as I've said so many times, but I really want to force this idea because I want to get on one of the really cool lists. I mean, these secret lists that millions of us are on that are basically shitty lists, but you can never prove you're on them. I want to be on one of the cool lists where you're actually on the internet, like that Irving guy who denied the numbers of the Holocaust. Fuck. I want to be on that SPLC ADL list. Fuck you. And so I need you to understand, no matter the color of your skin, I am the most racist man in human history. If you ask me, well, does that mean you hate black people? And the answer is no. And if this confuses you, meditate on conservatives or anarchists that vote for Trump. Yes, I am the most racist person in history in the sense that an anarchist votes for Trump. And no, I don't hate black people, okay? You're not going to get any warning. One of the messages from 2020 should be, you're not going to get any fucking warning, okay? They're going to toss all kinds of trash at you until the last minute. The stock market could very well keep melting up. I mean it. I used to think, and this was like prior to 8 years ago. Prior to 8 years ago, I still kind of believed that there was some type of logic going on. And maybe really it was the flash crash of 2010. That was the moment for me when I recognized 100% how much of it was fiction. I knew about long-term capital management and the smartest boys in the room from 1997-98. I was stationed in South Korea during the Asian flu. And no, it wasn't an actual flu. They called it that because it was kind of an economic catastrophe. It was a combination of the ruble imploding and a bunch of other things. 1997-98, the Asian flu. Long-term capital management made the wrong bets. Not Ben Bernanke. He'd do it later. Alan Greenspan swoops in to save the fucking day. I really did understand when I was in high school in 1987, I understood the truth of that particular crash. I understood what they did, but I didn't want to admit it. I think it was 2010 where I finally admitted to myself that this whole mixed economy thing was bullshit, and that in reality, it was a very controlled economy. The illusion of thinking that there was price discovery, the illusion of believing there were choices. You know, you get choices. Here are your choices. I was almost going to say Einstein. Epstein was murdered, or Epstein committed suicide. These are your choices. That's how our economy works. You get choices. You just don't get option number 3, or 4, or 5. If you get 7 choices, you don't get 8. It's why I call it neo-Stalinism, because that's what it is. And if you're okay with it, I get it, buddy. Like, if you make money in this crooked system, I'm talking intel services, spy on your neighbor, big data mining with respect to people's personal accounts, healthcare, defense, et al. If you make money off the grifter core of the Death Star, and you make good money, and you got your Ferrari with your wide-angle lens, good for you. And I mean it, actually. I mean, what I've seen in the last 10 years, God, I wish I knew in 2010 what I know today. I wish I knew it then. We all say that, but it wasn't so long ago. If I understood really how the world worked the way I do now, I would still be at Harborview, maybe. I mean, I probably would have left in 2020, but I would have stayed there till 2020. I probably would have used the money to buy a place someplace, maybe Eastern Washington. There are a lot of things I think I would have done differently if I knew 14 years ago what I understand today. And it's possible that I was right then and I'm wrong now, but I don't think so. I think I was wrong then. I think when I got so upset about the Microsoft Amalga bullshit, when I got so upset about the fraud, and it was fraud. It was childish. It was naive. The whole thing is fraud, folks. And you're not going to get any warning. They're not going to tell you in 2 weeks everything falls apart. A lot of folks will be waiting for a FEMA bus long after there's no diesel within 1,000 miles of where you live. Long after that. Your stock market will keep going up long after the water stops flowing in your bathroom. Your stock market will keep going up, I think. I think that's how it's rigged at this point. And you're just not going to get any warning, buddy. It's also possible, and I've said this before, I just don't think it's likely, but it's possible. And if it does turn out to be the case, there is no God, and I believe in God, so that's a problem. It's also possible that this bullshit goes on forever, or at least for all practical purposes. In my manifesto, Danifesto, and by the way, I shouldn't have to say this, but you're not supposed to take it seriously, you know, the manifesto. Some of you, maybe, based on recent feedback, might be taking it way too fucking seriously. You need to back away from that, you know, cowboy. Don't take it so seriously. But there's a chapter, I think, called The Last Human. In fact, let me bring up the Danifesto and read from the sacred book, but I'm going to drink some sacred coffee first because fuck, there are people that take it fucking seriously. The Last Human. If you stand on a high enough point, you can hear the whining of the world, the clock ticking down, the air leaving the balloon. If you can find yourself on top of that mountain, you might sense coming, what's coming. It's a whimper. No bang, no excitement, no fanfare. Just a pile of flesh mungus. The last human left alive, screaming for mercy and death in the year 2103. Someone free me from this hell. Then, pathetic silence. As the radioisotope batteries give out on the Jinctus module, and the crumuli flesh is flushed into the main digester tank, and it's over. Maybe it's different. Perhaps the last human is a strongloid humunculus, comprising all races and sexes and skin tones and eye colors. It slunks through empty streets, abandoned streets, licking squib paste and from rotting street game. It mutters a name over and over and over again, its own name. It chants it in subdued breath. I was Mike, I was Bob, I was Tony, I was Jill. As if afraid to wake the star demons that brought us to this fate. A perfect person in every sense, filled with the tumors and purple bile and yellow teeth and ears sealed over with scar tissue. How about them apples, buddy? What do you think about the last human? It could happen like this, buddy. In the year 3344, a generation ship sent from Earth hundreds of years earlier, powered by a hybrid fusion antimatter drive, reaches Terra 244. A Goldilocks zone world, a world with triple state water and ski resorts and old-style Scotch whiskey. The humans land, they land the ship and they leave the ship for the ground, for the hotels and the beaches. They did this after they woke up. They set up camp because the place was abandoned for some reason. They hear a rustle in the woods. It's cave monkeys. The cave monkeys rule this planet and they feed on dead ideas and abandoned space orphans. The cave monkeys attack the human encampment and left honorary piles of stool where each tent was set up. This is how the world ends. The last human being pooped from a cave monkey on another planet. Yeah, it could be different, folks. It could last a long-ass time. I don't think it will. But that also could be wishful thinking. I'm willing to admit that. There are people, folks, who exist in the internet world who are not, you know, reduced in their scope or suppressed. And they express the idea that makes people feel better. Well, things are falling apart, but it's like Rome and it'll take centuries. Centuries and centuries, Dan, for it. Well, I don't think you studied Roman history because it's a little bit more... No, Dan, it's not. Okay, it is. Up until the end of the 2nd century AD, stuff in Rome was more or less working according to that military dictatorship of the Middle East and the Mediterranean. And then about the end of the 2nd century, and some people say, well, it's because Marcus Aurelius. No, there are no good Roman emperors, and he wasn't really, I don't think he was a good person. I think he has better press, but I don't give a fuck. The reality is you only have a few emperors in the 2nd century. The 3rd century, you have about 32 or 33. It's crazy. And that 33 number, it pops up, doesn't it? By the time you get to the 4th century, it's almost over. And by the end of the 4th century, it pretty much is. And if you want to understand that time, that age, the Confessions of St. Augustine is a great place to start. This is not like Rome. Sometimes empires fall as quickly as they arise. And sometimes they've been falling and nobody notices. I mean, you know, people will look back and say, look at the first Gulf War, Dan. That was the height of our power. And I'm thinking, no, dude, you heard an echo. You heard the echo of a gunshot. We had to fight the first Gulf War because our power, which was handing people, you know, Fed bucks, was starting not to work. That was our superpower, shithead. If you go back to that post-World War II era, 1950s and 60s, when everything was great, right? Our power was the fact that the dollar had value. And then by the time you get to the 70s, that's starting to change. And people are starting to realize, well, you know, you can't exchange it for gold any longer because Nixon closed the gold window. And, you know, they're just as likely to nuke you if you don't use it. All of that came to an end during the first Gulf War. That's when we showed the world exactly what supports the dollar. What supports the dollar is murder. What supports the dollar is destruction. What supports the Fed bucks is a lot of fucking evil. That wasn't the peak of our power, shithead. In fact, I don't even know what date I would pick, but if you wanted to pick the date, or at least a closer date, to the point at which this country stopped being a place where a person might think they could be free, you'd have to go back to the 19th century, buddy. You probably have to go back to the 1840s. I really can't tell you, because even in the 1840s, yeah, it's true, the muskets weren't turned on the good white people of the East Coast, but there were plenty of muskets pushing forward Native Americans on toiling trails, also called the Trail of Tears. So, yeah, I think those muskets were always pointed at people, buddy. I don't think there was ever a point at which this country wasn't about evil. But if you're talking about the peak of our evil power, it probably was the year 1945. That was probably the peak. Everything after that was a slow motion trip until it wasn't, Hemingway? A slow motion trip until it wasn't, you know, like a banana republic. A lot of folks think that we could go back to 2019. And I can tell you with all just respect and love, my friends, 2019 gave birth to this bullshit. 2018 gave birth to 2019. All this shit didn't just happen yesterday. And the truth is, it could go on a long fucking time. It could. I'm not saying that it all ends with a chunk of meat flesh in a fucking protein evaporator system someplace in the year 4545, but who the fuck knows, right? I'm not going to live that long. And another thing I need to point out too, if I were an anarchist zealot, like if I were a zealot about my beliefs to the point of self-destruction or harm to others, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now. Correction to the shithead out there. I've had people telling me, A, I should be a teacher my whole fucking life. B, I've had the system telling me you can't be a teacher my whole fucking life. And C, I'm not currently a teacher shithead. I wanted to correct you this way because this is another way I can test who you are. If you respond to this, it definitely means you're a fucking liar. Because, you know, you said you don't listen, shithead, and you're not on the routing list unless you're a liar, right? Yeah. Hello, U.S. Air Force. Good morning. If I were a zealot, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. I'm trying to survive, just like a lot of people. I believe what I believe. I think a free world is the best world, and I have no clue if we're ever going to get there at any scale. It might be possible for some of us to, you know, break off a little bit and to form communities and to be independent. It might be. But currently, this system won't allow it. I mean, it's like Anna Merlan. She's not my hero. If you read her background, she hates me probably more than she hates somebody like Jared Fitton. She describes people who want to be on their own as kind of like dangerous. Dangerous people who simply want to live separate. She's a crazy person. She's just as crazy as Jared and probably just as fucked in the head. But I'm not a zealot, okay? A lot of you folks, mega heads and Biden clamola people, you act like fucking zealots. You're fucking drunk on that shit. You haven't had a sober day in 3 months, fuck you. You can drink all the swamp water you want to, and you have been drunker in the last year than anybody I have ever known, shithead. I want to be wrong. I want to be wrong so bad, so bad, so bad. I want to simply be wrong. But everywhere I've been the last few years, it's magical. There are drag queen story times at public libraries everywhere else but anywhere near where I live. Every other hospital's denying surgeries to old hobos, but where I lived, I had to wait, you know, had to wait with the trauma. But nobody tested me for COVID. Nobody gave a fuck about the vaccine. So again, I'm fucking magical. It's just weird and random how that shit works. I don't have any money. That doesn't make me good or bad. Being poor is not a badge of courage or heroism or goodness. It's simply a state of finances. That's all it is. It doesn't make you good. It doesn't make you bad, okay? Spending any energy beating up on poor people, especially if you've got resources, is a waste of your fucking time. And I gotta say, at some point in the future, you might find yourself, in all likelihood, you could very well find yourself in the same situation as the poor and the homeless and those illegals that you want to deport. So I think maybe you should think on that a little bit, Mega Man. I don't know. You'll see. For the record, I didn't get kicked out of Seattle. A friend picked me up and took me to Utah. I didn't get kicked out of Utah. My living situation no longer existed. That wasn't being kicked out. That's just the reality. If a homeless kid comes into the room and talks to myself or my colleague about their situation, about how they're living with their old dad in a car and how they have no hope, I could never imagine using the phrase kicked out with that kid or their dad. I don't know what kind of a fucking crummy person you are, the language you used in that email, buddy, but if you are real, if you're actually the same person in real, that just means you're a really crummy person. But I can't imagine you're that shitty. So I really don't think I'm talking to the same person, buddy. I think the conversations I've been having with you and a few other people since 2016 have all been conversations with the same motherfucker, the Goat King. I never claimed to be good at the keyboard. I never, ever, ever claimed. I use it for transitions. One of my channels on YouTube that got deleted, I think it was in the year 2016, after the Goat King, it got nailed. Boy, that was random. It was nailed because they claimed, that particular YouTube claimed, that I was using music without licensing, whatever. I was actually using the music that was allowed to be used, unlicensed, without reference, and then it got changed on me. Believe it or not, YouTube did that a lot in the last 10 years. They did that a lot. They would hide the gotchas so that everybody could get caught. It's a lot like the government. Just about all you all, you're felons. I'm a felon. Everybody you know is a fucking felon. They don't know that they're not a felon, and it won't matter until somebody wants to arrest them. Do you fucking understand where you live? This is a world that has been made safe for liars. It's a very good place for liars as it currently exists, especially in Boblimpdoc. BoBlimpDoc, which started in 2020, can be called many things, but BoBlimpDoc is the coming out party for all the grifters and all the con artists and all the fucking psychopaths, sociopaths, and weirdos you can fucking imagine. 2020 was a buffet of victims for these people. For these people to take advantage of, to take advantage of their fears. And I gotta say, in my own defense, and it's on the record because I do have the MP3 files. Every time a random grifter was pushed into my life in 2020, I did keep pushing back. I had one grifter who kept telling me the world was going to blow up every Thursday. Every fucking Thursday in April and May and June. And then he said, no, Dan, the world's going to blow up in 2023. Well, that didn't happen. The same fucker told me that the Vatican was a holy place. And I gotta say, if I want to think about the scale of damage that meeting the Goat King did, the fact that I let any other freaks into my life after that point is amazing. But 2020 was kind of a nightmare. Out of all the people I met in 2020, maybe, and I say maybe, but probably one of them, maybe one of them was real. And I'm thinking that 2021, I think one or two of those people were real. But the other 10 or 15 people that entered my existence, I have no fucking clue. Whether I shook your hand or not, I don't know. All I know is that I'm not special. And so if this is happening, it's not happening because of the government. The government does censorship in a sense. It does it. It does it. It funds it. Believe me, YouTube censors, but this is not a personal kind of censorship. It's just, you know, a generalized being a fucking asshole. The stuff that's been happening to me has been way too personal to be that fucking random or to be anything to do with the government, probably. And if it did, it would mean that Jared Fitton is part of that game, and man, that's really creepy to think about, right? Or that awake dating, that website, Awake Dating, is a honeypot for freaks. Think on that too. Let's say you're the FBI. You're the FBI and you gotta do ops. All kinds of ops, cross-border Mexican gun ops, weird types of racist army-type, militia-type Nazi ops. Let's say you gotta do ops, but you can't just keep using the same people over and over again. And yeah, you can still wear the coffee filter on your face, but people start to look suspect. You know, they sus. One way to get yourself freaks for ops is to set up a honeypot like awake.dating. Okay? It's a dating site for people that believe in UFOs and shit. And people like Anna Merlan and journalists, quote-unquote, like them, they amp it up. You know, even in their quote-unquote criticism, they're giving a presence to something. They're actually giving a presence. They are turning the spotlight on something that gives that grift more power. Yeah, thank you, Anna. Power to the people, right? Yeah. What if things like awake dating are really about gathering up the fools so that you can set them up? Because when I think about 2016 and my little trip, it also seemed like a fucking setup. They're just trolling. Trolling for freaks that they can set up. Oh, Governor blah 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 almost got kidnapped because somebody set up an account on awakedating.com. Yeah. It's awake.dating, Dan. Ugh, whatever. If you think you know me, you don't. That applies to the Goat King. That applies to whoever I've been talking to the last couple days. That applies to all the weirdos out there, all the freaks. This applies to people I love and care about. If you think you know me, you don't. You don't. And when it comes to the internet, you definitely have no reason to think you know people. But even if you meet somebody in real life, like I said, you still can't be fucking sure who the fuck they are. You can't. And last but not least, because it's a theme, It's a theme going back to 2021 when I got out of Seattle and got to Utah. When I spent 2 weeks in Vegas but couldn't meet with the magical person that lived in Vegas but wanted to go all the way to Seattle a number of months earlier, even though I said, don't come to Seattle. Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff about the people I've been talking to off and on the last few years. It's why I want to go 100% fiction. I've been saying this since 2021. And I try to do storytelling as part of it. But you know what? I think I need to focus on more serious fiction. I am nearly half done with the first book of, you know, Bigfoot War One. If I can get through half and get these chapters ready, I'm probably going to start putting them out as audio chapters maybe next week. And then someone suggested there was a fictional work related to the Goat King I had started in 2016. I still have the first chapter for. I don't care. It's fictional. And if I ever do get a chance to finish it, I seriously doubt the shithead will fucking care or make a stink or that it will fucking matter. I mean, that's the thing that bugs me out about the shithead the last couple days, is that if this person is real, yeah, they're crummy to say some of the shit they've said, but they still fucking care about nonsense. You still care about shit, whoever you are. If you're fake, you're pretending to care about shit. If you're full of it, then you're just a giant fucking, you know, asshole. Whatever, I don't care. But you're clearly upset about something, right? I need to go 100% fiction. I don't know if it's going to happen tomorrow or the next day. I know that I needed to do a couple things first. One, I needed to kickstart myself writing again more seriously. And as weird as it sounds, the Danifesto is part of that. And two, I needed to sort of break out of the, I don't know how to put it, the trance, the curse. The last form of lower magic or lesser magic that sort of controlled me personally was going to the Zero Hedge site and reading the headlines. And then sometimes reading the articles and sometimes reading the comments. And that was the last site I would ever go to for news. I mean, yeah. I would have links to articles from other newspapers, but I didn't really go to those newspapers. And if you've noticed, in terms of the articles I've read since 2019, I pick stuff that is specifically not meant to feed the fear machine, with very few exceptions. If I go 100% fiction, I think I'll push away some people, but I might be pushing away the people that are like this guy. And that seemed like a good thing to do. If I go 100% fiction, some of you might accuse me of not giving a fuck about the world, and that's just not true. I give a fuck about the world I can prove exists. I give a fuck about the situation I find myself in. I have no fucking clue what's going on with Putin, or the drag queens, or the monkey herpes, or the fucking Ukraine. Gaza sounds like a fucking nightmare, but it's so absurdly horrible. I have no fucking clue if it's true. I don't. Is the situation in Mexico stable or not? Well, according to some people, it's perfectly nice. According to others, it's not. Who the fuck knows? Who do you trust? I can trust my eyes. I can trust what I saw in Little Saigon, Seattle in 2019. I can trust the things I've seen in other places before and since then. I can trust my eyes. I can trust my experiences. But that doesn't matter to you. That doesn't make a difference to you. And that's not necessarily news to you. So I think I'm going 100% fiction. I avoid the Anna Merland trap, Anna Banana. I avoid her banana, which she uses every day. I avoid the Anna Banana bullshit of Anna Merland and her desire and her crusade against disinformation. If you call yourself fiction, I don't know. I'm sure she hates fiction too, because, well, you could write fiction that's evil, and fuck. God damn, Anna Merland, the world you live in is more conspiratorial than mine. And then I also avoid the Jareds. and the Bobs and the Jims and the Chuxleys. I avoid the Craigs and the Donalds and the Mikeys and the Mikey Mikes or whoever. I avoid a lot of people. And when I say, if I just said a name and you say, well, that's my name. No, buddy, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about random fucking people that I don't want to have anything to do with. Since I started podcasting in the year, and I guess technically it would be 2011, though that was just some YouTube stuff, and that was one of my first accounts to get banned. Since I started podcasting, I've met a lot of people, but I can't really tell you how many of them are legit. And that doesn't mean they're feds. It just means they're not legit. Most likely, they're grifters. I've met a lot of grifters online. I guess the thing that saddens me is that I wish I could meet more people who aren't grifters. And if the argument is, well, Dan, you attract what you attract, okay. Okay, but I'm not trying to grift people, and I don't. I don't. I don't want to. I have no desire to. I kind of do everything I can to not ever ask for money. And this is what's funny, too. Not only did the shithead of the last couple days claim that he gave me the idea to teach, even though technically I'm not really teaching, the same shithead claims that he gave me the idea to ask for donations, which is technically not true for two reasons. One, I had people asking me to do that for years. I have a friend of mine who I won't mention, but I worry about you, and you're back out in the east, the southeast, so to speak. I got a couple friends out there. Those people recommended it. This shithead didn't. So it's just kind of funny. When you break down the angles, the pieces, what you have is a database at a U.S. Air Force troll farm. You have an airman that I talked about, that I spoke with in 2019. You have an airman that took over in 2021. You have the crap head, whoever the fuck he was, I met in 2019. You have a database of things, ephemera, events. It's not very complicated. It really isn't. I could build a system like that, and according to the shithead, I'm a fucking shithead. So I bet the Air Force has got something right, fucker. So I want to go 100% fiction. And if I suck as a storyteller, or I suck as a writer, I don't care. I'm not really doing it for you, fucker. I'm not. And if you think I'm doing it for money at this point, see the above. I hope I'm wrong. I hope this time next year we're getting ready for Thanksgiving and everything's grand. But I don't see it. I cannot see it. I don't see anything that screams stability. What I see is a nasty, burning machine. A machine on fire. The gears melting against each other. The metal vaporizing into the air. You see something very different. We are not the same. But when I say you, I probably don't mean you. I mean the weird shitheads, the people that pop into my life. Maybe that's not you. I gotta close this out because I wanted to cover other subjects, but I'm kind of glad I didn't. If this sounded like a really long rant, an angry rant, maybe it was. I need people to be clear that I try to be as I appear to be, but I also think you all got to ask questions about everything, to include me. And if you think I want the world to end, the answer is I don't. If you think I believe the world is ending, the answer is I don't. I don't. I do think we're in a crazy time, and I do believe it could get a lot fucking crazier before it ever gets to something called normal again. I think that's a near certainty. And whether that chaos, like I said, you know, almost 10 years ago, whether that chaos lasts only a decade or so, or whether it lasts a century is really the question. If it's worse than that, we'll deal with it. But I just don't know. I am fairly certain that the world you think existed, the Make America Great Again world, A, never really existed. And I'm going to use your own arguments against you, shithead, because you told me about how you grew up in the Midwest, and it in no way matches someone who grew up at the same time in the same town 5 miles away. That's weird. But, yeah. Anyways, I hope you guys have a great rest of your Wednesday.